Good morning. It is 8:41 at 97 at the Hill. It's Ron Stutz, and you've heard us talking about the Campaign for Local Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund. We've talked about it a lot here on 97 at the Hill. We're trying to raise $100,000 to be used for advertising for a lot of nonprofits in our community. And we have today Natalie Knox, the gallery manager for Frank Gallery and the Franklin Street Arts Collective, on the line. And Natalie, first of all, good morning and thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Good morning. This is such a fantastic opportunity, so we really appreciate having some time here with you.
Well, the Frank Gallery is something that some people don't know about. I guess, you know, there's some people out there hiding under a rock and don't know about Frank Gallery. Tell us about Frank Gallery and what's your mission?
Yeah, so our mission is that we are a contemporary fine arts gallery featuring work by local artists and enriching our community through exhibitions, events, and arts education.
Okay, now how do you achieve, that is certainly a lofty goal, how do you achieve that mission here in our local community?
Well, you know, our even in our mission, we have the word community, and we are really proud to say that because of the support of our patrons and visitors and supporters in the community throughout the years, that 2020 is our 10th anniversary year. And our gallery is able to provide a place for local artists to exhibit and sell their work and also be able to be a resource for arts education. On a yearly basis, we showcase over 100 artists through gallery exhibits, which are changed every 2 months, in a multitude of media. We also have regular artist talks, regular events, and we support a group of Korean Burmese refugee students through weekly meetups, and we give both art lessons and educational support.
The arts is so important in our community, and every time I think about local artists, I think, what a tough time they're all going through right now during this pandemic. Fewer places it's always a problem getting places to display their work, but those opportunities are few and far between these days when we're going through this COVID-19 thing.
Yeah, very true. It's, you know, much like many organizations, we've kind of had to, you know, the old buzzword, pivot how we do business, and, you know, trying to be creative and judicious on how we use funds in order to best market some of our latest initiatives.
Okay, the Campaign for Local is all about raising money to help you guys and other nonprofits, well, a total of 10 will get it. How could getting advertising credit here on 97 of the Hill and Chapelbrook.com help you achieve your mission, and what would you advertise?
Yeah, but, it's a great question. We would love to be able to share all of our events. Like I said, you know, having to pivot how we run our business and how we share our events with the community has kind of changed, and we've definitely moved to more of a virtual effort. So we have most of our events and our exhibits on our website. We have a blog featuring artists and other community leaders. We have a virtual exhibit of what the current show is that we change every couple months. We have an online shop. We have tons of artist videos. And we also have our 10th annual Off the Wall fundraising gala, which we will also be having virtually. So we're trying to, you know, continue with our same model and be able to share events and all of our art educations and our artist talks, but in a virtual manner. So we would love to be able to share all of this with the fantastic community and the audience that 97.9 has.
Well, it certainly sounds like there are lots of ways that people can get involved in Frank Gallery and the community and the Franklin Street Arts Collective. And Natalie, tell us again how to find out more about you in general, the website address, and where you are and all of that information.
You can, we would love it if you came and visited us. You know, we are open starting in September. We're actually going to be open Tuesday through Saturday from 12 to 5. We are in University Place Mall across from Planet Fitness inside the mall. Our website is frankisart.com. And we're also available by appointment for visitors who'd like to come in alone and not during opening hours. I'm personally there most of the time, and I love to talk about art. I love to talk about what we do, our artists, and I'm happy to give anybody a personal tour. It's a really stressful time for everybody, and we want to reassure the community that the arts are very much alive here and that we have tons of local and regional super talented artists. And, you know, when you need a peaceful interlude from the stress of the day, there's so many beautiful pieces of art to look at. And we hope that you can come and visit us and kind of get carried away and ask questions and immerse yourself in local artists.
Well, it's really cool what you do, and I salute you for all your hard work. I know it's tough right now for everybody, and everybody knows that sign, that logo with a famous upside-down A, Frank Gallery. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on, and I appreciate your support, too. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Natalie Knox, Gallery Manager. Natalie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
Frank Gallery is just one of many great local nonprofits that will be included on our ballot for a community vote to win advertising credit from the Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund Campaign for Local. Go to chapelbrook.com/campaignforlocal to find out more and help build the Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund today.